Ah, party in the morning. Bacon whoopee of a Friday. And my friend Nevin is in front of me. Did you bring anything for me? No, nothing.
Well, I have a bottle of water, but
no,
I can't
thanks. Open
it.
You're as kind.
I'm sorry.
Let me just share a glass
I'm
with you.
I'm sorry. Here.
A quaff
Cheers.
A glass of water.
Sláinte.
We had a singer years ago, Christa Berg. You may have heard of him.
Yes, of course.
An Argentinian, in fact. Yeah. And he used to always say, we'll quaff water when we come in. And I used to say, and I laughing used to say, ah, it'll be the cutbacks. Little did we think.
I know.
All those years. All
I
those
know,
years.
But your water's good for you, isn't it?
It's very good for you.
Of course.
It's very good. Except, as Frank Sinatra says, fish swim in it. That's the problem. So now, what have you got for me? Are you on a healthy kick in the
yeah,
summer?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought we'd go somewhere. We've done a lot of these salads, and this is a very simple one with salmon.
Yes.
So it's grilled salmon with avocado and a sun-dried tomato dressing and a rocket salad.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice and it's light, and salmon is probably one of the most used and enjoyed fish in this country. We have fabulous fish, you know, and you can use sea trout, which we have on our menu at the restaurant at the minute. It's good value, full of flavour, and it's delicious. So it is really is fantastic. So this is our, we're using organic salmon, and the best for me is Clare Island organic salmon, which is a fabulous product. Just go to your fishmonger, get them to pin bone it, but keep the skin on it. They'll scale it also for you. The skin will actually keep it together, and we're just going to cook little slices of this just simply on the pan with a little bit of rapeseed oil. So I'll talk you through the process.
Keep the skin on it, okay.
Yeah, I love the skin of fish, and it's amazing. Whenever we serve like the likes of hake or sea trout or sea bass, the scales are always removed. But it's the first thing maybe some of the customers do, take off the skin. If you crisp it up lightly under the grill or on a hot pan, it's delicious.
Right.
It's fantastic, you know. And I mean, like, we enjoy fish in Ireland. We're an island and we export
sure.
so much of it, but we have great fish, so we have.
Okay.
Okay, Marty, so we'll talk about the salmon. You just brush it with a little bit of olive oil, then the juice of half a lemon. So the secret is to heat the pan, have that nice and hot, and just simply cook that for literally. You see, when you slice it nice and thin, Marty, salmon will cook very fast. It's classed as an oily fish. It's a round fish, but it's a healthy oily fish, full of the good omega oils, which we need in our diet.
Sure,
very important.
Sure.
So just get the best quality one, the organic one from Clare Island. Definitely, it's Irish. It's super, really. If you get wild salmon with them, you're laughing, you're lucky.
Right.
You're a very lucky person.
Tough to get.
So you just simply grill that, or you can pan fry it. A little squeeze of lemon juice, or you can put lemon rind in that. We're going to serve that with avocados, and there's nothing worse than an underripe avocado. You can buy them now in the supermarkets, veg shops, just they're say ready to eat avocados. Buy them. They may be a little bit more expensive, but trust me, you're eating them that day, which is fantastic.
Right, yes, okay.
So when you're removing the skin of the avocado, you just simply cut it in half. There's a big stone in the middle. And then you, with a spoon, you just scoop that out and just slice it, like fan the avocado on the plate. Then with the salmon, which you've just simply pan fried, sealed off. And we're talking about small little, maybe about 2-inch pieces of salmon. So it's not a big, huge piece of salmon. This is a nice, light starter. But we're going to talk about another dressing. We spoke about the strawberry one last week. We spoke about the olive oil one. This is a really interesting one. It's a sun-dried tomato one.
Oh.
So semi-sun-dried tomatoes, you'll buy them in any good delicatessen, health food shop. And in oil, they're usually in olive oil and herbs. You just roughly chop them, or you can put them into the food processor.
Sure.
We're going to put 200 mils of olive oil into that, roughly about a teaspoonful of lemon juice, so you're getting a lovely acidity in there. Very important.
Gorgeous.
Especially with the fish. Pinch of chilli powder. You like it hot and spicy. So
oh, you know, do you?
And then
so
about
do
three,
you.
Of course I do.
So
you
do
said
you.
It.
So
I
do
love
you.
It. Yeah. And then three fresh basil leaves. Just whiz that all up, salt and pepper. That dressing will keep for easily a week. Fantastic with pasta, in couscous, even in a baked potato. So don't just use it for this. Use it for lots of other meals at home. And then when you have your salmon cooked, you arrange your avocado at the bottom, salmon on top, drizzle over your dressing, a little bit of wild rocket, which I love the pepperness of this. I love wild rocket. It's one of my favourite salads.
Yeah, I noticed.
And I eat it a lot at home now when I'm cooking for Amel and the twins. And then what we do is just simply serve that up and away you go. Crusty bread. It's light, it's seasonal, and it's just delicious.
That's
really
a gorgeous one. That's
simple.
Really, that really is lovely. And the rocket salad, it's a very delicate sort of salad.
Yeah, it is.
Like
actually, it is delicate. But there's a nice little kick to it from pepper, like a warm sensation when you're eating it. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's
and have you found in McNean's over the summertime that people are heading for fish more than
we would sell beef is number one.
Oh, of course,
beef is number
sure
one.
Know,
we
yeah.
sell maybe 3-1, but definitely we've sea trout on at the minute. We have lobster, we have scallops. You know, we change our menus with whatever season. We got this very unusual fish called redfish there about 2 weeks ago.
I've never heard of it.
It must be a deep fish. He's looking
redfish.
At
redfish. Is he out in the sun? What's a redfish?
This lovely sun we have in Ireland.
That's
of
right,
course.
Yeah.
Well, that's the The fisherman told me it's the only name they know.
From the sea?
Yeah, I swear to God. Yeah, it's a beautiful fish. It's like a snapper. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Now, really interesting. So I give it to some of the regulars to try. Yeah, I've never heard of it. It's only new to me. So that's what I love about food. We're always learning.
And is it new to the fisherman? I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is. Well, obviously, if he hasn't come up with another name, redfish, he calls it. Yeah, very good value. So watch this space, everyone. This could be
And when you have a picture of this redfish, it can... Can you not ask somebody else, well, have you ever seen this? Or is there no way of tracing it back?
It's literally only new in the last month.
That is weird.
And a lot of fishermen are catching it and they're bringing it into Donegal and a lot of restaurants are using it.
So it could have come from somewhere, obviously.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. It's lovely. It's a cross between, I think, a John Dory and maybe a cod. It's a lovely,
As you speak with a bit of foreign accent to this fish.
I spoke to him personally. He usually comes in filleted.
We're going to talk to the lads at Kitty Beggs, get them to have a chat with us before they land them.
We'll watch this space, everyone.
Redfish. That's very
beautiful.
All right, listen, you're a pet. Keep the faith. Just a reminder again, it's grilled salmon with avocado, sun-dried tomato dressing and rocket salad, and the recipe, because it's hard to keep up, is on our webpage. It's Martin in the Morning, and Nevin's recipes are all there for you. Safe home.
Now I'm away off to catch some redfish, okay?
Yeah, that'll be lovely. Yeah, bring one in and we can have a chat with it. I'll interview it.
Thanks. See you next week.
Good luck.